What'd you think?
Yeah, I mean, not necessarily. I mean, I don't think it was in their game plan. You know, I think, you know, with me, you know, just play aggressive, you know, each and every play.
Is it a little more fun to watch film this time, considering you were on the field for almost the whole game, as opposed to, you know, usually it's kind of a little different?
Yeah, I mean, every week, you know, it's fun to watch film. You know, there's a systematic approach to what we do at cornerback, and so, you know, we take that process each and every time we, you know, we take the field.
Can you talk about the difference this week in terms of one quarterback versus the other? I mean, you got to prepare for both, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, one's right, you know, and one's left, and so we have to, you know, study both of them.
What kind of differences, though, between the two? I mean, what is it specifically between right and left? I mean, they, you know, in terms of what do you have to face when you face either one of them?
I mean, both of them are great players. I mean, if you know Vince, you know, he's rookie of the year. You know, he still has that talent. I know both of them can run, you know, and pass. Both of them have strong arms.
Can you talk about DeSean Jackson?
Fast, quick, explosive player. He can make a play anytime, anywhere on the field, whether special teams or offense.
How important is it for you guys not to let him get going, because it just seems that his confidence mounts as the game gets going on?
Yeah, I mean, it's important. I mean, not just with him, you know, but with every weapon they have, you know, whether it's Macklin, DeSean, you know, Vic or Vince.
You were in a situation as recently as Monday, really, when you had to prepare for a lefty quarterback. How does that help in terms of this being a short week and you guys also facing the same challenge this weekend?
Yeah, I mean, well, it's the same approach. We have to make ourselves familiar, you know, with the unfamiliar guy, you know, with extra film, you know, and studying.
Mm-hmm. Would you how would you describe this team's level of explosiveness?
I'd say it's the best I've seen, you know, on film. You know, so far this year, you know, with the Eagles, very explosive.
And just lastly, I mean, you guys as a group obviously seem to be getting better each week. Is there a time where you as a player recognize that you're no longer only making the plays that you're supposed to make, but that you're now making the plays that you're even not supposed to make, you know, bigger plays, that type of thing? Is that, can you really tell the difference when things start to gel that in that way?
I mean, really, we don't even look at it that way. You know, we just take it one play at a time, you know, one rep, you know, each day, getting better at every single one of us, and that's our model.
How can you sense your improvement, or how, I guess, would you describe your improvement from week to week? Do you feel you guys continuing to improve?
Yeah, I'd say the consistency level. You know, that's where we determine that.